and we're looking at elephants, ethical elephants. If you've been to parts of Asia, you may have, well, seen elephants. You might have experienced an elephant trek. You might even have taken an elephant ride. They even have elephant football games, although I'm told the quality is not high. If you had a tinge of unease about paying for a ride or watching a performing pachyderm, then you will probably right to feel that way, because many elephants are mistreated in the tourism industry. And the travel agent in Britain, in conjunction with many animal rights NGOs, has now released a guide to help tourists make informed decisions about ethical elephant tourism. Chrissy Rowe is the head of the campaign for the campaign group ResponsibleTravel.com, and she joined us earlier from Brighton in England's south coast.
Everything we do on our holidays has good impacts and negative impacts as well. And responsible tourism and responsible holidays is about maximising the benefits of tourism to local communities and local environments.
And is that what prompted this guide?
What's prompted it is that we've had feedback from the tourism industry and NGOs and talked to travellers as well. And really wanting to explore for travellers the different elements of elephant trekking. Now, what's happening at the moment is the chief problem is that demands for wildlife trafficking are being fueled by what's happening in elephant tourism. So we're seeing wild adults are often gunned down and baby elephants are being captured and sold into tourism camps. And this can be so that they can be used for trekking purposes. Sometimes we're seeing that they're being trained to perform in orchestras. They're being trained to paint pictures for travellers to take home as souvenirs. So lots of different things are happening. And the process that they have to go through in order to be submissive to a human handler, if you like, can be quite horrific. So we're seeing young elephants tied up in a cage for several days. They might be deprived of food and water or sleep, beaten, burned and stabbed to literally beat them into submission. And a new baby elephant can be worth thousands of pounds. We're talking up to $30,000 or more. So this is a real problem in the industry. The ivory trade, I mean, we talk about it. It's publicised a great deal. Elephant poaching as part of that is a big issue.
Yes.
What's happening with elephants and tourism is actually not dissimilar. It's just discussed less at the moment.
Well, if it's like ivory and a baby costs £30,000, what about the argument then that there is no ethical elephant tourism, just as there is no ethical ivory trading?
There is. I mean, there are things that you can do. There are elephant sanctuaries that are run successfully and ethically that do not permit elephant rides. They don't permit this kind of elephant performance where elephants are trained in this way, and they do not capture elephants from the wild. So they're not fueling this illegal wildlife trafficking that we're talking about. They are rescuing. They are genuine sanctuaries that are rescuing injured elephants or orphaned elephants, and they are taking them into these sanctuaries, and there's a way that tourists can see them in a manner that is not harming them but can actually conserve and help this endangered species.
And you go about working out which tourist operators meet those criteria and which don't?
Absolutely. And as a result of going through this process of writing the guide, if you like, we've spoken to conservationists, animal welfare experts, people across the world to inform our view. And as a result, we have revised our own holiday collection. We've had 157 trips that we've removed or revised as a result of this issue. So it's a big ethical decision, and it's a really important ethical decision. And we hope that it can offer tourists an opportunity to make their own informed choices, and most importantly, to ask questions of travel operators and their holiday providers, because it's really easy on a holiday, isn't it, to think that you don't have to question things. Things are done for you and it will be fine. But the more questions that we can ask, the better that we can make things in tourism. But specifically here, we're talking about elephant tourism. And we're seeing it happen. We're seeing feedback from Thailand where the camps are saying, okay, you know, consumers are not wanting elephant treks anymore. This is something we need to change. And as a result, they're changing their policies. The sanctuaries are changing their ways.
And are you getting any negative feedback, however, from some players?
Not so far. At the moment, we're having a lot of positive feedback. I mean, there's differing views, without a doubt. There's obviously different views as to how you can manage any changes in processes, and that's an inevitable part of change, and we're seeing things where there's an important part in managing the impact on communities where this has a big effect, because, you know, historically we've seen logging, which was abolished in Thailand in 1989. As a result of that, we're seeing elephant handlers that have found work in tourism, and they've relied on this work in tourism to provide a livelihood for their local communities and to keep their elephants. So now there's a big change going forward, but we believe it can change again, and it's managing that change effectively.
Okay, and what are the countries involved? You say Thailand, other countries in Asia, some countries in Africa?
Yep, across Africa, and Asia is a big player. We're seeing Burma now with just in April 2014 this year, they abolished logging. So we're watching very carefully there as to what's going to happen to the elephants that were involved in that. Cambodia, Sri Lanka, so across Asia and Africa.
And what is acceptable in a tourism package involving elephants to be considered, in your view, ethical?
There's various things that need to be involved, but the elephants need to be free. So they need to be free from chains. We don't want a situation where we see elephants chained up all day. We don't want to see them being ridden where their spines can be damaged. There's a lack of welfare standards in place in these sanctuaries. So that's why it's important that people look out for these things and ask the questions. We're looking out for things like the handlers using ball hooks in a very overzealous way, where they're hitting the elephants, making them bleed. Elephants walking for hours and hours and on end in the midday sun without water. So it's the freedom which is the main thing, and having enough food and water and basic sanitation and putting their needs above the needs of the tourists is key.
Chrissy Rowe, the head of campaigns for the travel agency ResponsibleTravel.com.